is knowing. Crow!
All right, Mal, welcome to Crow 777 Radio. This is episode 578. Jason Lindgren is with me, and Mr. Zach Hubbard joins me. He's been on the show before, but it's been years and years. We were adjacent. He was pulling in quite a gang of people over on TFR when Jason and I were there for a short while. But welcome, Jason.
And a beautiful good afternoon.
All right. Welcome, Zach. Why don't you tell folks where they can find your work and throw in anything you want to get in?
Yes, you can find me on YouTube if you search Gematria Effect News or Gematria Effect News. I like to pronounce it both ways, but technically it is Gematria. And that is G-E-M-A-T-R-I-A. I also have a website by the same name. It's just gematriaeffect.news. No .com or .org after that. Just gematriaeffect.news. And if you like to read, I do have some books out there. You can search for my name on, you know, that big website that's taken over the world. But it's on other places too. If you search my name, Zachary K. Hubbard, you should find at least my book, Number Games. And those are mostly the places to find me these days.
All right. Well, of all the people that I know, I don't know anyone who pulls the numbers down like Zach does. And he does it in his head. But what's more, he draws the lines out to current events, to past events. I think we're planning on taking politics apart a little bit, but I will remind everybody who cares to listen. Politics is nonsense. Politics is a mind virus. Politics was created to control your mind. We demonstrate it in a different way than Zach is about to demonstrate it. The way Zach is about to demonstrate it shows the power of now, what's going on right now. The last time Jason and I demonstrated it, we took a speech apart from the central bankers from 1924, where they admitted that they put together the left and the right wing in this country so that they can make people argue about things that don't matter while they take over the world. Look where we are now. But Zach, where would you like to jump in?
Yeah, right here is great. So I do want to get to the upcoming 2024 election that so many people are so emotionally invested in when they should not be, because just as you said, it's a great deception. There's so much that can be said about, but I do want to get to the symbolism in this year's election and how many things are very interesting and what's been going on with the campus protests and the recent raid at Hamilton Hall, 56 years to the day of the raid that was there in the time of Vietnam. And then that, of course, allowed the news media to bring up the political assassinations of 68, 56 years ago, which was MLK and RFK. And what I want to do before we get into that is just go back in history to the 16th century. And then I want to quickly bring us back up through history, including the assassination of Martin Luther King, and then start talking about some things that are taking place right now. Again, I like to show people why they etch on the Masonic temple in DC, all is number, and help people understand why the fourth book of the Bible is called Numbers, and how our calendar system, which we are on, came from the Catholic Church. And this calendar, the Gregorian calendar that says we're doing this interview on May 3rd, 2024, this calendar is credited to a Jesuit priest, Christopher Clavius. And if you look into when the calendar we're on was implemented in the world, it's at the end of the 16th century, the same time English was standardized with the 26-letter alphabet. And that was at the end of the century where the Jesuits came into existence. The Jesuits, who their original mission was to stop Martin Luther and the 95 Theses. Just last week, Joe Biden put his signature on $95 billion for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. And he did that on the 201st day of the war in Israel with Gaza. And these two numbers, 95 and 201, are very important. And the last time we talked, I might have had some notes here and there about these numbers. But since the last time we spoke, my focus has really zeroed in on these very numbers, 95 and 201. And if you go from the pinning of the 95 Theses by Martin Luther, for people who do not know about this part of history, this is the leader of the Protestant Reformation who led an uprising against the Catholic Church, or at least that's how it goes down in the history book. But from the pinning of the 95 Theses, which is on the day we now call Halloween, October 31st, 1517, to the establishment of the Jesuit order in Paris, France, August 15th, 1534, again, from the pinning of the 95 Theses to the establishment of the Jesuits, was 201 months and just days later. The 201 and the 95 are numbers that come together a lot in history. And just to give you some really clear examples, Martin Luther King Jr., who was not born with that name, he assumed the name Martin Luther after the Protestant Reformation leader. He was assassinated on the 95th day of the year in 1968. And exactly 201 days later was the nation's first major gun control legislation in U.S. history. And that's when serial numbers started going on guns. There was going to be a lot more tracking by Big Brother of who has firearms. More recently, you had the Event 201 pandemic simulation, October 18th, 2019. And that was the exact same day that the military world games began in Wuhan, China. And of course, a month later, you'd have the outbreak, the pandemic, the early days of it in Wuhan, China. But if you look into those military world games, they began in the year 95 and they began in Italy. And guess who was there? Of course, the Catholic Church and the Jesuits. The 95 World Trade, or, excuse me, yeah, you can merge them into one event, but the 95 Oklahoma City bombing, of course, blamed on Timothy McVeigh, was put to death right before the World Trade Centers, but that bombing in 95 was on a very special day to the Jesuit order. That was Ignatius of Loyola Day, as I like to call it. That's the day in history became recognized as the first superior general. Again, there's a long history of 95 and 201, and the latest thing we've seen in history is the 95 billion, again, signed off on the 201st day of the year. And these numbers are important to the Jesuit history because, again, their original mission was to stop Martin Luther and the 95 Theses, which is why they were eventually recognized by the Roman Catholic Church on September 27th in the year 1540, the day leaving 95 days left in the year. And if you look into the Jesuits in their history, they were saved by Catherine the Great, who preserved the Jesuit order with 201 Jesuit priests, which was in the time of their suppression, which is the time the United States of America was being formed. Pope Francis, the first officially publicly Jesuit pope. Pope Francis, for his historical perspective, the Jesuits were created in Paris, France, and the last French pope in the history of the church was the 201st. But Pope Francis is the first to live in Suite 201 at the Vatican. And you start to look at this nation's history, you start to realize what's interesting about certain founders who might have died on the exact same day in 1826 on July 4th, who were very outspoken about what might happen if the Jesuits came out of suppression. Anyhow, you start to notice that from the beginning of when this nation was first formed to what's going on in history, you start to see that there's some hallmarks of who's really running the nation. Again, when the Jesuits first came to America, they set up camp in Washington, D.C., and that's why they eventually launched their first Jesuit university, Georgetown, there. And again, the first recognized president in U.S. history is George Washington, which is his term began in 1789, the same year Georgetown was officially established. But then you notice how they moved Inauguration Day from what it used to be March 4th to January 20th, which is the 201st day of the nation's age. And it's also a date that a lot of the world writes 20/1 for the 20th day of the first month, which looks a bit like 201. But the point is, you start to realize these patterns, then the next question becomes, well, why would they do this? What does that number mean, 201? What is the significance of it? And that's where this Kabbalistic practice of encoding numbers with words known as gematria or gematria comes in. First of all, in the Hebrew study, the word pertaining to enlightenment has a numerical value of 201. So that this number is connected to knowledge, light. Now, in English, if you guys are new to my work, I began with two ciphers, the alphabetic order and the alphabetic order with numerology. And in the end of 2016 is when I realized that the other half of the code was running the alphabetic order in reverse and the alphabetic order in reverse numerology. So we'll introduce these four ciphers, but just with the most simple cipher, the alphabetic order, the founder of the Jesuits, Ignatius of Loyola. His name equates to 201. The first Jesuit pope, Pope Francis, his birth name is Jorge Mario Bergoglio. With the same cipher, his name equates to 201. His apartment that is Suite 201 has a name. It's called the Domus Sancte Marte. And with the same cipher, it adds up to 201. With regards to the current president right now, Joe Biden, he lost his wife and daughter when he became senator-elect on Limestone Road. Limestone Road equates to 201 when you run the alphabetic order in reverse, just making Z1 back to A is 26. But more recently, when he was 72 years old, he lost his son, Beau Biden, 201 days from the Pope's birthday. And the funny thing about that is Beau Biden died at age 46, and Joe Biden was elected number 46, exactly 46 weeks after the Pope's birthday, when there's 46 books in the Catholic Old Testament, and the only Catholic president before Biden was JFK, who was assassinated at age 46. But Beau Biden, he dies 201 days from the Pope's birthday, and the former head of Georgetown, who's a Jesuit priest, Leo Jeremiah O'Donovan, he does the funeral for Beau Biden and the inauguration for Joe Biden. The funeral at age 46, the inauguration as number 46, and that same most simple cipher, Leo Jeremiah O'Donovan, equates to 201. And again, this number is massive. This number goes back to, there's only one out of all the presidents we've had today, in terms of the names that we know them as, only one president's name equates to 201, and it's James Madison. And he's who was president when the Jesuits came out of suppression. You go back to the first Supreme Court Chief Justice John Jay, 201. Keep in mind, James Madison's the father of the Constitution, but this 201 number, it really is omnipresent with the Jesuit history. And I could sit here and go on for hours and hours about all the high Jesuit ritual. But the point is, this number has a meaning. And when you consider that in history, the Illuminati was founded by the Jesuit Adam Weishaupt, from the day that he founded the Illuminati, May 1st, that anniversary date, May 1st, from that day to the day he died in history, November 18th, 1830, he died 201 days after the anniversary of the Illuminati's establishment, and he renamed the Illuminati. First, he called it Bavarian Illuminati, but then he renamed it Order of Illuminati, which equals 201. Ends up dying in history 201 days from the anniversary of its establishment. He was Jesuit, but he was also someone who was Jewish. He was a young Jewish person when his parents died, and he was raised by a Jesuit priest. Again, you look into Bavaria and the founding of the Illuminati, it's all very Jesuit. And of course, Illuminati's an Italian word, and the Jesuits serve the Pope in Rome. But yeah, the Illuminati has this 201 connection, which connects with the Jesuits. And then Israel, you know, a lot of people think, for all the people who think Jews run the world, again, we're on the Jesuit calendar, and it's very obvious who runs the world when you really have the facts. Again, you can look at why Israel was established, when it was established, and who was behind its establishment. Its official name, State of Israel, equates to 201. And David Ben-Gurion, the first prime minister, he died 201 days after May 14th, the anniversary of Israel being established. It's why Netanyahu in recent years stepped down on June 13th, the day leaving 201 days left in the year, and then returned on 1229, December 29th. 1229 is the 201st prime. It's also Albert Pike's birthday, and some people say the letter about three world wars written by Albert Pike is fake, but I feel like that's more of a recent trend to dismiss that letter. If you look into the publication date for Albert Pike's letter about three world wars, it's August 15th, which is the Jesuit Order's birthday, and there's a reason that the January 6th insurrection, the stage-managed propaganda for the ongoing narrative that they need in the ongoing divide of we the people. But there's a reason that January 6th came 201 days after Albert Pike's statue collapsed, the only Confederate statue, when Lincoln blamed the Civil War on the Jesuits. And Confederate's one of those words that also has gematria of 201 when you just run the alphabetic order in reverse. But yeah, again, I wanted to start with this understanding of 201 and 95 and why they're important numbers to the Jesuits, their original mission to stop the 95 Theses, how they bring these numbers together again and again. And, you know, Martin Luther King Jr., I talked about again how he was assassinated on the 95th day of the year, and then 201 days later was the nation's first major gun control legislation. Keep in mind, if MLK were alive, he would have turned 95 years old this year. And 1 week after what would have been his 95th birthday, his son just dropped dead. And I want to take a pause here to see if you want to get any questions in, because I know I can be long-winded. But I next want to talk about Baltimore and what happened on Pelosi's birthday, because Baltimore is a predominantly black city with a gematria of 95. And I want to talk about Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream and how the media paralleled the bridge collapse to Salvador Dali's The Broken Bridge in the Dream and how these things are not an accident, but high symbolism being carried out by a Jesuit cabal, which runs this nation, Israel, and has been running a lot of places since before we even existed. But yeah, please, Crow and Jason, go ahead.
Yeah, let's try to clarify a few things, but you brought up Pike, which I was going to bring up, because I also noticed that they're trying to defame the idea that Pike wrote about three world wars. And for anyone who's not familiar, the basic gist of it is he covers the first two from a we're taking over the world point of view. But the third one takes, let me see if I can get this right, gets the Zionists in a fight with, I guess, the Arabs or most of the world, but they do it in such a way that at the end of it, the Zionists are destroyed, the people they fought with are destroyed, and they've basically just leveled the playing field. And there's a bit more to it than that, but I heard you say what I've been thinking. It's very recent that they're trying to defame this work.
Yeah, the last decade I've noticed a real push to undermine that Albert Pike ever wrote a letter about three world wars. And I could pull up my old notes on that. I've been working on my third book forever, and I have so many different versions of it. But a few years back, I was really focused into Art of War, translated by the Jesuit priest, Father Amiot. Again, I was just talking about the two old ones in the Jesuits. Art of War and World War both equate to 102. It's a big number with Pearl Harbor. For people who don't know, 9/11 was simulated 102 days before it happened with Operation Amalgam Virgo by the federal government. Of course, September 11th in the time of Virgo. But not enough people talk about the Jesuits. Again, we're on their calendar. We're essentially speaking the English language, their version of it. It's their high ritual day after day, synced with the Pope.
Let me point something out. So just recently, they redid James Clavell's Shogun on television, but they rewrote it. And I haven't seen Dune, but people are telling me they're rewriting Dune. I mean, when you have a classic, what's the point? Why would you rewrite Lord of the Rings or Dune or Shogun or any of these books? But in Shogun, one of the big, big chapters is the pilot who's been stranded in Japan is talking to the Shogun or the future Shogun. And he says, there's this dude named the Pope that owns you. And there's a canonical bull and he names it. And that bull is still in force. So these important narratives and these classic works show the placement of the Jesuit order. When he gets there, stranded in Japan, way the hell back then, who's there? Well, the Jesuits are there. Everywhere you went back then, they were the first into so many places from the Western world. And I think people have lost track about how much power they established very early. I mean, before our country was even established, I think.
Absolutely. And with regards to Japan, Japan is the house of the rising sun. And again, the Jesuits serve the Catholic Church that has been worshiping the sun. Here's a good one. If you look up the Jesuit logo, for people not familiar with it, it's the sun with 32 sun rays around it. That's why the Dodgers ended their 32-year drought against the Rays the other year in scripted baseball, which the Jesuits clearly control, just like pretty much all the world of pro sports. Bread and circus, all roads lead to Rome. Military World Games, the day of their pandemic simulation, which was put on by Klaus Schwab, big Jesuit. But the Jesuit logo, inside of the sun, the letters IHS for Iesus Hominum Salvator. That motto, when you run the alphabetic order forwards, Iesus Hominum Salvator equates to 274. The Catholic Church has celebrated the sun in the sky's birthday since 274 A.D., Iesus Hominum Salvator 274. If you run it in reverse, Iesus Hominum Salvator equates to 266. Pope Francis is the first Jesuit pope, the 266th in the history of the church. And again, when he spoke in D.C., for example, the Jesuit stronghold back in 2015, he did so on the 266th day of the year, not arbitrarily. Again, I said there's four base ciphers. Iesus Salvator the small way equates to 85. Above the letters IHS in the logo is the Templar cross. The word Templar, the big way, is 85. 85 Templar, 85 Iesus Hominum Salvator. We invaded Afghanistan, and Bush, who was the president at the time, member of Skull and Bones, who gets their symbolism from how the Templars buried their dead in an ossuary, he referred to it as a crusade. Again, we invaded Afghanistan October 7th. That's the day leaving 85 days left in the year. Templar, 85. Iesus Hominum Salvator, 85. You start to realize that these things, weren't an accident. It wasn't an accident that Bush, this member of Skull and Bones, referred to it as a crusade. You see, it's a sick joke. And now here we are all these years later. And what happens? We have what they call Israel's 9/11 on the same day, October 7th, the day leaving 85 days left in the year. The United Nations, which is completely Jesuit controlled. Antonio Guterres, their leader right now, is 201. There's 201s all over the place. The head of the European Union. You start to realize this 201 number. You start to see what this Illuminati Jesuit network really is and where they are. For example, it's not an accident that Donald Trump just buried his ex-wife on the 201st day of the year after she fell down the stairs exactly 60 weeks into the first ever Jesuit Ignatian year when it's the upcoming 60th election.
Let me pull us back around. Let's talk about the numbers for a minute. You've mentioned 95, you mentioned 201, and you've started to reciprocate on 85. In your view, Zach, with all the experience you have tracking this through history, through current events, what is it with the numbers? Now, we look at the number 201. Everyone who listens to me immediately recognizes it reduces to 3. They probably don't recognize a lot more than that listening to me. Is it a cipher to a calendar? Is there power? Is
yes.
there black magic?
Yes.
Is it encoded to the sky clock? Is it all of the above? What is your view?
Yes. So here, let's get the big picture view. Yeah. Okay. So in the end of the 16th century, again, the 16th century, the Jesuits come at the beginning. By the end, you have this new calendar. You have English standardized as the 26th letter alphabet. Just recently before that in history, you had English Bibles that are numbered. All of these systems have been intertwined. At the end of the 16th century, you also got the heliocentric model. Heliocentrism equates to 201. If you run it the other way, heliocentrism equates to 150. So you have 150 and 201, forwards and backwards. It's interesting, the 150, because they say the sun is 150 million kilometers away on average. Heliocentrism, 150, 201. The Catholic Church that worships the sun at the end of the 16th century, this spiritual and scientific agreement that still coincides ultimately with the Catholic Church's belief system about it being all about the sun. And again, we said there's 4 base ciphers. They say the sun is 93 million miles away on average. We talked about how order of Illuminati with the alphabetic order is 201. If you apply numerology instead, order of Illuminati equates to 93. So I want to make a point with this 93, 150, and 201, which all fit in with the distance of the sun and heliocentrism. By the way, the word Illuminati alone equates to 150. Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin's how we're going to connect this. And look at how magnificent this is. Alec Baldwin smokes the Ukrainian woman on the set of Rust right before the Russia-Ukraine war, which began in the Donbass region, which equals 201. And of course, Biden and Putin met on Pearl Harbor Day right before it began, 201 days into the first ever Jesuit Ignatian year. And that goes with Hawaii, which was made a state exactly 201 months after Biden was born. But anyway, Baldwin's birthday is the 93rd day of the year. And when he was a younger man in 1993, Bruce Lee's son was buried on Alec Baldwin's birthday after being shot on the set of The Crow. And when Brandon Lee died, they compared it to Bruce Lee, who died while filming Game of Death. And Bruce Lee died on the 201st day of the year, July 20th, which, of course, is the anniversary of the moon landing, the illuminated object in the sky. Neil Alden Armstrong, most simple cipher, 201, moon landing, July 20th, 201st day of the year. And, of course, the moon landing in 69, when the astrological symbol for Cancer is 69 and the moon's ruled by Cancer and all that too. But, and by the way, Illuminati, the small way, is also 69. So you got this major Illuminati thing with the moon landing and this ongoing 201. But again, the point is Bruce Lee's death has parallels to how his son dies on the set of The Crow. Then they compare what happens on the set of Rust to the set of The Crow when Brandon Lee was buried again on Baldwin's birthday, the 93rd day of 93. And then they said Alec Baldwin shot the Ukrainian woman at 1:50 in the afternoon local time. Again, if you guys remember this, just go look it up. 1:50. Everyone published the same thing. She was shot at 1:50. And I'll give you what. So we hit the 93 and the 1:50. You want to guess how many days after Alec Baldwin's birthday it was that he shot the woman?
201.
It sure was. It sure was. And again, you follow this stuff. These kind of patterns come together quite a bit. It's just the Baldwin one is one that most people remember. So I'll choose that for the example. And a lot of people did overlook how he shot the Ukrainian woman on Rust in a church shootout scene, again, right before Russia-Ukraine.
So let's draw some parallels here. For those of you that remember the James Shelby Downard work, in my view, a man who showed us more truth about how this country was set up and who was pulling the threads, but more importantly, the kind of black magic-y methods that are used. And what Zach's pointing out, using Baldwin and connecting it back through, is a bit like James Shelby Downard's geomancy, the geomancy. So there's a place in the country where a whole bunch of people died. And then that place gets leveraged because that energy is in that place. In the same way, they're using this chain of events, one through the other. And as Zach pointed out in just the example he used, it has to do with supposedly people being accidentally killed with guns on movie sets, which actually tells you the truth because the whole thing is a movie set. But when we come to the numbers, Zach, delineate. So they have power, these numbers. They're black magic-y. They're syncing to a calendar. They're syncing to the sky clock cycles. They're connecting one event with another through time.
Absolutely.
How would you delineate, beyond what I've said, the importance of the actual numbers so people can begin to grasp why it matters?
Yeah. So to build on to what you're saying, I've always taken it back to this example since the earliest days of this research. When I was first looking into this, I was asking myself, okay, why are they doing this though? Where is the power in this? And you use the word energy. If you look at the most popular video on YouTube about gematria in the Hebrew form by a rabbi, it begins with him explaining that this knowledge is energy. And with the most simple cipher, just for the record, English equals 74, like gematria, like occult, like Masonic, like energy, like holiday, like killing. All of these things equal 74. Stabbing even equals 74. And the 74th day of the year is to remember the stabbing of Caesar. And then three of the first five U.S. presidents died on 7-4. And all three of them had a problem with the Jesuits and the Catholic Church. Again, Adams and Jefferson died July 4th, 1826. And then 1826 days later, Monroe died on July 4th. Again, energy. If you look into the ancient mystery religions, Kabbalah, where this thing comes from, gematria, gematria is one of them. But another big one is Hermeticism. And Hermeticism explains that everything has a vibration, and that this pertains to the energy field. Everything has a vibration, every shape, every sound, every letter, every number, everything. And Hermeticism also communicates the idea that these vibrations have an influence on people. And Hermeticism also communicates the idea that you can be controlled by these things, or you can do the controlling by understanding them. What I'm always pointing out is the things that I'm talking about. I'm an outsider still looking in, trying to figure it out more and more each day. And I've made a lot of progress in the decade plus that I've been here now. But again, somewhere in this world, there are some master occultists. And where they got the knowledge from, if it's even from this world, there's people in the world who are masters of this. There's a reason they're doing this. And people need to understand this is being done every single day in high ritual. I'll prove that in spades as we talk about what they just did in Baltimore and San Francisco with Nancy and Paul Pelosi's 84th birthdays. But again, these people are manipulating our energy. And there's a reason that killing has the same value as gematria. And there's a rock song out there by the band Slipknot, Gematria, the killing name, and Sting of the Police. They did a similar song, Murder by Numbers, where killing's as simple as ABC is 1, 2, 3, in light of the word murder equals 83. And that song came out in 83. But yeah, there is a real energy about this. And as silly as it might seem, you look at humanity and you see how they just march along to nonsense every day and continue to tune into the news that's been lying to them for all of their lives in the most obvious of fashion. But somehow it still maintains credibility with the sleeping masses. So I look at this as some kind of spell. Again, language, spells, magic, spelling, curses and cursive. Again, there is something literally being done to the sleeping masses, the people that all of us know about, who we've tried to reach out to and pull them out of their coma and their silly ways. And how can you still be putting a slave muzzle over your face? And are you serious? You're seriously thinking about getting a Pfizer jab for a 99.9% survivable illness when they're the most sued company in the history of the world for wrongful death and injury? Again, the sleeping masses are in a trance, and they have been for all of my life, which has only been so brief. Here we are 40, but I've noticed it since I was a young person. Again, I'm always long-winded in my answers, but yes, energy, spells, control, influence. This is what I think it all comes back to.
I'm with you. One of the things in one of the ancient art forms you mentioned, that one of the key principles is that mind precedes everything. And your mind can be measured. When you think a thought, it's actually real. It can be measured. It is an energy. It is a vibration. Back in the day when I so many years ago said, have you noticed how many times you could find old movies with 9/11 encoded into it? It's on the clock on the wall in a 1950s movie or earlier. It's everywhere. It's on a sign. It's in, they flash it at you in that Bruce Willis movie, The Fifth Element. They use the taxi logo in a mirror because IX is 9 and XI is 11. So they use the mirror in the cab to flash the 9/11 idea. Well, what are they doing? It's exactly what Zach said. They're syncing to a calendar. They're manipulating your mind and prepping you into a spell, basically. They're preparing your mind, in the case for all the times it happened before 9/11 had happened. They were preparing you for a thing that hadn't even occurred yet. All these events are being tied, but I don't think there's any way we can skirt around that there seems to be a master cipher that keys this to calendars. And it almost feels to me, Zach, like the ridiculous calendar we use, the Gregorian, is just the idiot's calendar, and that there's actually a much better calendrical system in place somewhere in this world where, as you said, top occultists are priming all the gears to this massive machine.
They really are. And again, just to make something real simple, the word Pope, it's four letters. It's easy to add. P is the 16th letter of the alphabetic order. O is the 15th. P is the 16th. E is the 5th. You add it together. Pope is 52. We're on a 52-week calendar named after the Pope, where high ritual throughout the world is attached to the Pope day after day, as we often talk about. And you're just mentioning the key. I would like to just tell people about the collapse of the key bridge and for people to understand the way our government plays games with us and how they are symbolically taking down infrastructure as a storyline for why they need more taxpayer money. And again, you pay attention to how often these types of things happen. You see the way we're getting nickel and dimed and how it's all unnecessary and how we really are ruled over by a form of tyranny. That it's just, some people don't think evil exists, but I mean, for all those people, I'd really like to think about what I'm about to say with what they just did with the key bridge. So here's the deal with the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Again, Francis Scott Key wrote the national anthem. So it's symbolic that this goes down the way it did. Now, Nancy Pelosi's from Baltimore, and she's been governing for a long, long time out in the Bay Area, where we think of the Golden Gate Bridge. And if you guys go back and watch my work from March 26th, I showed the direct connection in that something was coming to the Golden Gate Bridge in the coming days. And then sure enough, they had the pro-Palestinian lockdown of the Golden Gate Bridge on Paul Pelosi's birthday. And people didn't get the joke of that because there's a Golden Gate at Temple Mount, which has been closed to the Palestinians for years now. And it's another thing we've been talking about, but look at this. The key bridge came down on the 86th day of the leap year. And in the most simple cipher, key bridge adds up to 86. Key equates to 41. Bridge equals 45. Put it together, 41 plus 45, 86. Now, if you rewind 86 weeks and one day earlier from the bridge coming down, from the day the bridge came down, exactly 86 weeks backwards in a day, Nancy Pelosi was in Singapore on Francis Scott Key's birthday, which is also her father's birthday. Her father, who was the 41st mayor of Baltimore, he has the same birthday as Francis Scott Key, August 1st. So it matters that she was with the leader of Singapore shaking his hand in Singapore because they said it was a Singaporean ship, the Dolly, that took down the bridge. So the bridge gets 86th on the 86th day of the year. 86 weeks later. Key bridge in gematria equates to 86. Now, they said the bridge came down at 1:28 in the morning. Bridge collapse in the most simple cipher is 1:28, and it came down 128 days before August 1st, which is Francis Scott Key's birthday. Francis Scott Key, for the record, died at age 63. Amy Klobuchar, who's the senator in Minnesota, she was all over the media that day because they had a bridge collapse on August 1st, Francis Scott Key's birthday. funny enough. But she was all over the media that day talking about how fast with federal funds they got the bridge rebuilt and how we need to do it again, get a lot of federal money out there real quick and fix this bridge pronto like they did. Amazingly, it was the 307th day of Amy Klobuchar being 63 years old. 307 is the 63rd prime, and that number comes together a lot in High Ritual. It's a lot to explain, but for example, Tom Brady's 307th career game was in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which equates to 307 in Gematria, and he became 6-3 in the Super Bowl with Belichick winning his sixth at age 66, a year after Nick Saban won his sixth at age 66. Anyway, it's a whole other topic, but the point is these numbers come together a lot in High Ritual, and what it shows is how the chessboard has been set and why certain people have been picked from the script, whether their scripted careers as a senator like Amy Klobuchar or the greatest sports star in NFL history playing for the New England Patriots right after 9/11 and the Patriot Act, when, of course, the Twin Towers crumbled into zero towers before they became One World Trade Center 201. And Tom Brady was born in 1977, 201 years after this nation and 201 years after the Illuminati. And he was married to Giselle, born on the 201st day of the year. And his last Super Bowl, where he went down to Tampa and they all just went to pro sports championships, including him winning one. He had 201 passing yards in the scripted box score. But yeah, again, I'm getting tangential. So the Baltimore thing, coming back to the Baltimore Bridge, 86. We talked about 128 in bridge collapse. The bridge also came down on the 128th day of Joe Biden's age, 128th day of his age. A couple of years ago, if you go back to January 28th, 128, the Fern Hollow Bridge collapsed while Joe Biden was in Pittsburgh to talk infrastructure. Fern Hollow equates to 128 like bridge collapse, and that bridge was right next to the synagogue that had the mass shooting back in 2018. The Tree of Life Synagogue, where they had just had the active shooter drill not long before that. And again, that's a whole nother story, but the name of that synagogue is also 128, which of course numerology breaks down to 11, the master number. And the point I'm making is these people continue to execute master plans against us by a numerical code, essentially tricking us into the latest lie that's going to cost us even more money and likely rights and liberties. But it's also symbolic too, because like I mentioned, the media compared the bridge collapse to the Salvador Dali painting, The Broken Bridge in the Dream. The title of that painting, The Broken Bridge in the Dream, equals 128. Again, Salvador Dali died at 84. This happens on Pelosi's 84th birthday. She lost her father, who used to be mayor in Baltimore, at age 84. Again, on her husband's 84th birthday, the Golden Gate Bridge gets shut down. For the record, Golden Gate Bridge in Gematria equals 135. The ritual in Baltimore happened 135 days after the Superior General's birthday, and Joe Biden that day referenced how they needed more money for his infrastructure plan, which in the name of that plan is 135 in Gematria. But again, you can just see how all of this stuff's so symbolic from coast to coast, and you have these old Catholic pillars in the political party. You got Joe Biden, who's on his deathbed. You got Nancy Pelosi, who's on her deathbed. They both had some embarrassing moments. They're old and near their end. The infrastructure's old and near their end. This country's looking old and near its end as we know it, especially in post-2020 when we essentially, you know, gave up what it was to be America because Switzerland said lockdown for the 99.9% survivable after event 201. But yeah, let me shut up and hand it back over to you guys.
So Jason, you want to get something in here?
There's something I've always wondered about this stuff because I know this is what they do. I've always wondered, how do the orders come down from on high? And I don't know if you would know this or if you've just speculated on it, but how does it filter down to the lower aspects of the system to make sure things line up? Because clearly they are lining up.
I do not have the answer to that question. I could speculate, but again, I'm an outsider looking in. My thought process over the years has been, okay, who has the means to do this? Okay, we are on the Catholic Church's calendar. You look into the oldest script of English. From my research, it goes back to the monk Burforth of Ramsey Abbey from the year 1011 AD. So started out Catholic. By the end of the 16th century, they got the language and the calendar synced up. You might recall the Georgia Guidestones, which came down by the numbers 201 days after the Pope's birthday, said unite the world in a new living language as well as depopulate the earth greatly. I've always thought that that was something written long ago. And I've always thought that this new living language to unite the earth in is this one. So again, I do not have the answer to the question, but I can tell you who gave us the calendar definitively and how all this happened at the same time. And I can show you day after day how they're lining rituals up with the Pope and the Superior General. So one way or another, it's not about, I don't know how they're doing it, but I'm pretty damn sure I know who's doing it. And it goes back to the Jesuits, the same one many of founders warned about, and the same one that Abraham Lincoln blamed the American Civil War on. By the way, that new Civil War movie by Alex Garland, when that movie first, they put out the trailer for the first time 201 days after his birthday. And you might recall the actor who's been in several Civil War and slavery movies, Andre Brower, he was dead at that time. And when the trailer debuted, it was 201 days from his birthday. He just died a couple days earlier. He's Jesuit educated himself, just like Denzel Washington, everybody's favorite actor. But yeah, I can't tell you how necessarily. I'm sure at this day and age, they're using computers. And you know, I remember from years ago talking to you, Crow. You talked about how you used to be in media, and the reason you got out is because they were essentially handing you a cookie cutter sheet of here's your news story, and you just need to fill in the blank spots and then put your name on it so it's your article. Yeah. And you didn't want to do that. I see how media can be at this day and age, like mass put out by a code by an AI that just has people penciling in their name. But again, I'm just speculating.
That's exactly what they're doing. Yeah. And it was actually worse than that. I got the job. I applied for a job at the Examiner, an online supposed newspaper, to see if I could do one thing, put out a single news story that was true. And I couldn't do it. But what was worse, I had to go find the top trending story if I wanted to get paid, rewrite the title using the same words, rewrite the body of the article using the same keywords at least 6 to 8 times. So I started to think, this relates to what you're talking about, Zach. Who the hell is writing the first article? Because every reporter in the world is doing what I'm doing in one way, shape, or form. Somewhere in the world, that article was generated. And I'm with you. I think AI generates it. Remember back in the days when we used Microsoft Outlook and like you'd go into work and it'd say, oh, well, you have 2 meetings today and you know, you've got this next week and you've got this the week after. I've always imagined that somewhere in this world, there's the black occultists, you know, Outlook. Well, there's two false flags due today. They got to sum to these numbers. They're part of this cycle. You know, something like that is going on. There's really no other option. How it gets done, I don't know, but I think I'm with you. I am of a mind that AI has been online a lot longer than we think.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, it's not just, these cookie cutter templates for work are not just for journalists. I mean, I used to be a school teacher and that's how I felt like you get the lesson plan and they just want you to follow the lesson plan. And it's like, you might as well just have a robot do this.
Yep. Memorization and regurgitation is not learning.
Absolutely. Schools are truly indoctrination centers. And that's very obvious.
Truly. All right, Zach, do you want to whack Baltimore further?
You know, the Baltimore thing, if you can really just remember the 86 piece, you can probably wake up a few friends and family. If you can remember that 128 piece, the bridge collapse, again, bridge collapse equals 128. If you run the alphabetic order in reverse, Maryland equals and maritime, I don't want to go on that route. Just remember the 128 and 86 thing. Sometimes I know you're talking to people, you give them more than one number, they start to get the deer in the headlights look. I've learned that over the years. They can really follow one number. A lot of times if I'm talking to somebody, I'd go to the second number. I just lose them. I'm just like, God, that's so interesting. How many people have the same reaction? But here, the big theme in this one's been 201. We just passed the anniversary of the establishment of the Church of Satan, which was April 30th, 1966. Of course, it's credited to Anton LaVey. If you want to look in, you'll see that Anton LaVey died in history 201 days from his birthday. And when he died, it was also 201 days from the sitting Pope's birthday. And I forgot to mention just the two words, Catholic Pope, also equate to 201. And again, that's who the Jesuits serve. And Pope Francis, he's just the master of 201. But with regards to the Church of Satan, a lot of people overlook this. The highest degree of the Church of Satan is MAGA, M-A-G-A, just like what Trump runs on, like what Ronald Reagan ran on. And when Obama joked at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in 2011, have you ever seen that, the White House Correspondents' Dinner, where Obama jokes that Trump will be the next president? He shows him like out in a hot tub in front of the White House and like casino lights on the White House. Do you guys remember that from 2011?
Yeah, actually, I do.
So if you go back and look, Obama did that April 30th, 2011, which was the 45th birthday of the Church of Satan. And that's also 45 days before Trump's birthday, June 14th. This year, you had Stormy Daniels' ex-lawyer on the 45th day of her being 45 years old, which again was the Church of Satan's birthday this year. So by the way, the 45th day of Stormy Daniels' age is the Church of Satan's birthday. Again, she's 45 right now. This big staged moment, the political theater in the courtroom, New York versus Trump, where it's all unfolding every day by a very ritualistic code. But it's a big 45 thing. And then what came out of his testimony is that Trump didn't use hush money, which was the big tagline for all of this. But I've been joking lately that maybe the way to get this work just out in front of more people is I notice how many Christians for Trump there are in the United States. And I just find it humorous how they're literally cheering for this guy who's the walking billboard for the Church of Satan. Even if you don't recognize the mega part and the ritual with what Obama did back on their 45th birthday. But people don't realize this. The first tenet of Satanism is to worship yourself. And you can't do a better job of that than Donald Trump. So again, I mean, he's just it. And people don't understand how scripted and far out his presidency is. And by the way, for all people out there who don't take advantage of this knowledge, you really need to, because it was so lucrative this year, yet again with the Masters. Again, for people who don't know the diversity of my work, I'm talking about news, sports, elections, politics, how things are rigged. So often you can see it before it happens. The other week when there was the big earthquake in the Northeast on April 5th with the epicenter reportedly in White House, New Jersey on number 45's golf court, we looked at that earthquake and then we looked at the first time a professional tournament was there. And it was the most glorious thing to just see the sick ritual with a pattern that I bet if we go back and listen to Crow and I talk in 2016, I'm talking about Donald Trump in 88, because it's been nonstop with Trump in 88 since then. From the first pro tournament at that course where the earthquake happened to the earthquake was exactly 88 weeks later on the nose, and Trump equals 88. And again, Oprah asked Trump in 1988 if he'd like to run for president. And there's a reason there's 88 recognized constellations. It's a big time number, like how they time travel at 88 miles per hour and back to the yes. future. But Trump loves 88. And this happened right before the 88th Masters, where they had Gary Player at age 88 do the inaugural tee off. And there was only one guy in the whole tournament whose name equaled 88. And it was Scottie Scheffler who won it, who's right by from where that golf course is. Now, people say, well, that was easy to call. He's so great. And he was the favorite. Yeah, well, we didn't just have Scottie Scheffler to win the tournament exactly 44 weeks after his birthday when earthquake equals 44. But we also had the correct guy for second place, who was the Swede, the rookie Swede. We thought he'd do very well. And why did we think he would do well? Well, because funny enough, the guy who brought him up, Henrik Stenson, won the tournament at Trump's course exactly 88 weeks earlier. And you'd never believe it, but that earthquake happened on Henrik Stenson's birthday. So we said, okay, there's this Swede in it who's got all this hype that's a rookie. He's going to perform well. It's obvious that they're connected. And then also it happened on 4-5 in a big 45 ritual synced up with the two Japanese stars. So we said at the beginning of the tournament that it was either going to be Morikawa or Matsuyama. Again, that's a lot of stuff to catch people up on, but we've been taking advantage of rigged PGA, rigged sports for a long time. We've shown how they sync up these Japanese golfers with the tributes to Hiroshima and Nagasaki again and again. Again, that happened in 45. So we said, let's watch on day one who performs well out of those two. Sure enough, it was Morikawa, and he finished right there in third place. We thought all of those guys at the start of the tournament had a great narrative to all be at the top. You can bet golf in different ways. I'm not trying to turn people into gamblers, by the way. I'm just trying to help people understand how rigged the game is. From your rigged Super Bowl, by the way, this year, if you guys want to go back and watch my live Super Bowl coverage, first thing I pointed out, because we knew the whole game was going to be about 19, we said, you just watch this. The Super Bowl began with the 49ers taking the field 19 minutes after the hour, led out by their star receiver runner, number 19. We knew the Chiefs were going back-to-back for the first team to do it in 19 years while Joe Montana was 67 years old, the 19th prime, when he wore number 19 with the Chiefs, and the Chiefs beat the Niners in the 1920 season in the Super Bowl as well. But again, you guys, the point is, it's not an accident that the Super Bowl ended with Mecole Hardman catching the game winner and his 19th career touchdown. And it's not an accident that Mecole Hardman equals 58 and he won Super Bowl 58 with his reception. There's so much to say about all this, and I can be tangential, but again, sometimes I just like to spit out little simple things real quick, because I know people are watching the Masters, and I know they're watching the Super Bowl. Last year, there was one Spaniard to win the tournament on Seve Ballesteros' death anniversary, a Spaniard who won it back when he was alive. Every year since Seve Ballesteros has died and the tournament ends on his birthday, a Spaniard wins. So it's about understanding ritual, history, numbers, dates, and who's pulling the strings on these things. This weekend at the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs, they call it the Run for the Roses, which equals 2-1. It's the 150th Kentucky Derby. It's funny, there's only one horse in the race with a 150 name, and it's getting some hype, and it's from Japan. And again, Japan's the house of the rising sun. But there's several other narratives. The point I'm just making is you learn these numbers, you'll see how they structure the rigged sports, how they structure the rigged election. Case in point, this year, the 60th U.S. presidential election. I know we got to cut this at the top of the first hour, so I want to get this in there for the first hour listeners. The upcoming 60th presidential election. The first ever Jesuit Ignatian year went from May 20th, 2021 to July 31st, 2022. That's the day in history Ignatius of Loyola was shot with a cannonball, May 20th, to the day in history that he died. So it ran more than a typical calendar year. The other year, Billy Cannon, the NFL great, died on Cannonball Day, May 20th. This year, the judge Eileen Cannon first requested that Trump be in her courtroom on May 20th. Trump's Jesuit educated at Fordham. Eileen Cannon wanted Trump in her courtroom on Cannonball Day. You pay attention, year after year, they're doing these kind of rituals. You can see it's the Jesuits.
All right, we're going to prep to wrap hour one. I'm going to offer you something, Zach. I haven't vetted this out yet, but we had Wayne McCroy on, and Wayne never misses. Very rare if Wayne misses. He said he saw footage of the Key Bridge with the comet Pons Brook in the background. Well, Pons can be bridge and brook is water. If that's true, that's a periodic comet. And I've been meaning to take a look, but I'd be willing to bet that if that is true, that the Pons Brook could be, and it should be true, visible in the sky when all that happened. If you roll that back to the last time the comet was here, I'd be willing to bet it's with a bridge collapse. But as we wrap up hour one, when we come back, I'm just going to ask an opening question, Zach. So think about this till we come back. Do these people die on command? We got to have a death here 201 days later or 201 weeks later. Just think about that. Jason, anything you want to add before I wrap it?
So if you've done it, and I'll be very surprised if you haven't, anything you can add about the Sandy Hook incident? Because they seem to be doing a damned good job of trying to get people to stop talking about it, which makes me think there must be something important there.
Sandy Hook was compared to the Dunblane massacre, which got gun rights taken away in the UK. From the Dunblane massacre to Sandy Hook is exactly 201 months on the nose. And that's not an accident. I can't think of Lenny Posner's wife. Her name is 201 in Gematria, the one that's after undermining the First Amendment. They've taken down so many of my channels. So here's a good one, too. In Hebrew, the word for light is 201. In English, the word for light is 56. Sandy Hook was established in 1956. The shooting happened 56 years later. Adam Peter Lanza, his full name in Gematria is 56. So is coronavirus. So is COVID vaccine. You might recall that the COVID vaccine went live in the U.S. on December 14th, the anniversary of Sandy Hook, a different type of shots. They said the first person to get vaccinated in the U.S. was Sandra Lindsay. Sandy. 56. We didn't talk about coronavirus, but everything was 56 in coronavirus. Gavin Newsom equals 56. Jesuit educated. He said, first governor locked down the state. He said, we're locking down California because 56% will get the virus in 8 weeks, which is 56 days. Donald Trump, 2020, was 56 years after his Jesuit education began at Fordham. Cuomo was the 56th governor of New York. Jenny Durkin, the 56th mayor of Seattle, the first mayor with a case of COVID. Tom Hanks, born in 56, doing the Elvis movie when Elvis got the polio vaccine on live TV in 56, who recorded for Sun Record Studio. It's a huge topic. I know you got to wrap it up, but 56 is a number we did not talk about here, but another high Jesuit ritual number. Society of Jesus equals 56. The Jesuits' formal title, Washington, D.C. equals 56. Anthony Fauci equals 56. Jesuit educated. 56 signers on the Declaration of Independence.
Hold these thoughts. I got to wrap up so we can run our hour ones in certain places. I'm going to wrap up hour one of episode 578. Hour one is free to everybody at crow777radio.com. That is CRROW777radio.com. Members know to log in for the full episode. Members get access to all the forums. They can create forums, all the comment sections, and they can stream my two-hour film called Shoot the Moon, covering all my telescopic work, Five Lunar Waves, and the first filming of The Sun We Do Not See. With that, I'd like to wish everybody out there a happy, healthy, and higher-minded new era. We're going to take a five-minute break. We're going to be back with Zach Hubbard for hour two. There it is, man. Cheers.
Belief is the enemy of knowing.